High Court takes up DACA.
The question here is, does the president have broad discretionary powers?
Surgery for Jimmy Carter.
The issue is internal bleeding after several recent falls.
Deep freeze misery.
I don't mind snow. I don't like cold temps.
This is CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. And President Trump sets the stage for today's arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court, tweeting, many of the people in DACA, no longer very young, are far from angels. Valeria Blanco is a college student brought here as a child by her parents who entered the U.S. illegally. To her, the Obama-era program is a lifeline.
How do I convey to everyone the tremendous fear that comes from being undocumented?
Robert Sinners is a young Republican who sees it this way.
It is a national security issue, especially for Republicans, because we need to have a count of who's in this country.
Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The Supreme Court will examine whether former President Obama had the power to create DACA in 2012, protecting nearly 700,000 so-called dreamers brought to the U.S. as undocumented children. CBS News legal analyst Jonathan Turley.
What made President Obama's 2012 decision controversial is that he took unilateral action after the Congress refused to create a DACA program.
President Trump has sought to wind down the program, but those efforts have so far been blocked by lower courts. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
A medical procedure is ahead today for the nation's oldest living president. CBS's Mark Strassman has the latest from Atlanta.
The Carter Center says former President Jimmy Carter will undergo a surgical brain procedure this morning, something he needs because of recent falls. The type of procedure Mr. Carter will undergo is normally quick. It involves drilling a small hole in the brain and draining fluid that's causing pressure. Mr. Carter's time in the operating room is expected to be about 1 hour.
Mr. Carter, who's 95, has been up and around since those falls, well enough to teach Sunday school classes. A just-released CBS News poll indicates we're largely split on whether President Trump deserves to be impeached. 43% say yes, 40% no. Tomorrow, the first open hearings will be held in the House inquiry. CBS's Nancy Cordes has obtained an 18-page Republican strategy memo.
They knew that the evidence just doesn't prove that the president pressured Ukraine, covered up misconduct, or obstructed justice. They're going to claim that the president was simply interested in combating legitimate corruption in Ukraine. However, according to the testimony of two diplomatic aides, the president actually bought into some conspiracy theories about Ukraine, even insisting at one meeting that, quote, Ukraine tried to do him in.
Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson denies assertions that he worked to oppose some of President Trump's policies while in office. They have been made in a new book by former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Tillerson tells the Washington Post he did not take any actions to undermine the president. The Arctic front that blasted into the northern half of the country yesterday is now penetrating parts of the south and east. WCBS TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn on the brutal wind chills.
Right now, the coldest air anywhere from, I'll say, Fargo over to Chicago. 7 below 0, 9 below 0 is what it feels like right now. Coming home from work tonight, it feels like 21 in Boston, 27 for Philadelphia. It feels like 33 in Charlotte. By Wednesday, every state in our country will have at least some place that feels sub-freezing.
Snow and ice are part of the wintry mix in some states. There's new violence in the Middle East, airstrikes and rocket attacks.
Palestinians called for revenge at the funeral of a top Islamic Jihad commander who was killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Militants have fired dozens of rockets into Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the commander was responsible for many attacks on Israel and was planning more. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
San Diego State University has suspended 14 fraternities after the death of a freshman who was hospitalized after a frat party. Police are investigating. A tech giant and a big healthcare system have joined forces, targeting data from millions of patients and doctors. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Google's code name for it is Project Nightingale, and that's about all the data mining project has in common with the saintly battlefield nurse Florence Nightingale. As the Wall Street Journal first reported, it's collected those medical records, including names and dates of birth, without the patient's knowledge or consent. Here's what worries Pam Dixon of the World Privacy Forum.
Some of the the largest data breaches in history have been medical data breaches. So it is a significant concern.
Now, neither Google nor Ascension, the Catholic healthcare chain that provided the data, appear to have broken any laws, posing the question, are new laws needed to protect patient privacy? Steve?
Doctors in Detroit say they performed the first double lung transplant on a man whose lungs were damaged by vaping. The CDC says more than 2,000 people have gotten sick since March. At least 40 have died. A Florida man's just finished a one-year experiment to live in a sustainable lifestyle. CBS's Peter King is in Orlando.
Rob Greenfield is still growing his own food.
The main thing in this garden right now is sweet potatoes. There's
after a year of eating only the food he's foraged or grown to eat here and during the summer in Wisconsin.
And I actually brought over 100,000 calories with me, which at 2,000 calories a day, that's 50 days.
Greenfield mostly lived on a friend's property in a home-built tiny house here. When Orlando forced him to take it down, he gave it away. His only modern everyday convenience, power for his laptop and phone. He says the bare bones life isn't for everyone.
But I think through our actions, we can improve the communities around us.
He says you don't have to do a lot to save a small piece of the world. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Neil Young is 74 years old today. And his bid to become an American citizen may have hit a snag. He says he passed all the questions he was asked, and he admitted he smokes marijuana. Problem is, that's not okay, even if you live in a state where pot may be legal. Young, who's from Canada, lives in California. He says he'll have to answer another round of questions. Top honors are on the way for four African-American women who helped propel NASA during the space race.
They were known as human computers. They've already been featured in a book and movie, and now President Trump has signed into law the Hidden Figures Congressional Gold Medal Act, recognizing Katherine Johnson and Christine Darden, as well as the late Dorothy Vaughan and Mary Jackson. Johnson is 101 years old now, but remembers what her father taught her.
You're as good as anybody here.
Not only was she as good, he said.
And you know worse.
Johnson calculated the trajectories for astronauts Alan Shepard and John Glenn. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Well, it seems President Trump might have been watching TV's Dancing with the Stars last night. He tweeted encouragement for his former spokesman, Sean Spicer, during the show. Then after Spicer was voted off, he wrote that he was proud of him. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 12th of November. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.